Take two. This is take two. We had the catastrophic digital failure earlier today, so we cut it, we binned it, we deleted it, and we start again. Episode 136 of the Ignite Your Purpose podcast, where we talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle. It's the mix of the mental, the physical, the positive knowledge, mind, body, soul trifecta, as we like to call it. It's the negative to the positive always. Yesterday we spoke about commitment in various different ways. Max has some more to add on that. So we're going to talk about committing to. It's important to commit to things, but how do you do it? How do you tweak it when you have to commit to something you don't want to do? Or do you register that, do you clock it and decide, let's change the outcome, let's change that end goal to something that I can really aspire to and will lift me and motivate me. So I'm gonna let Max talk a lot today. I've been doing stuff, brain's fried a bit, and hopefully I will be inspired and lifted by this big bald bastard to say something of interest. So Max, I'm gonna hand it over to you. I'm gonna sit here, drink my tea, and thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. All that stuff. Hit the thumbs up, hit the thumbs up.
Subscribe, all that jazz. Thank you to all the people on audio. It's a beautiful thing. So after we did our show yesterday, John, I had a question from someone who watched it when I was out in a boat yesterday. They said, "Well, yeah, I get what you're saying, commit to it, but you know, what if I don't know what to commit to? And what if I don't really want to commit to what I'm thinking of committing to?" And that got me thinking, like, how good of a question is that? Because it makes a lot of sense. And I think John and I talked about this either in the pre or post show yesterday, and it was this, you know, how are we, whether you're male or female, how are you committing to your other half? And for me and John, we've both been in long-term relationship, great, amazing relationships, and I feel that I am committed because I have so much invested, there's so much love, there's so much spiritual, blah, 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 blah. Having said that, if you try to commit to somebody, A, you weren't in love with, B, you didn't really enjoy their company, you were doing it for all the wrong reasons, maybe whether it's money, kids, finance, whatever, it would be very difficult to then try to commit long, we're talking long term, right? It would be a very, very steep hill to climb. And so I kind of want to get into that, John.
You've got something to say on that, actually. I'm fairly sure if we could go out there and we could find prettier, better looking people who are smarter or wealthier, and
Bigger.
we could go out and find these, better version of what we're currently dating. But the idea of committing is you may be able to go out and find these things, but you stop looking, and the person that you've committed to, you make them the best looking or the most intelligent or the most loving or the most caring or whatever it is. You create that person that you've committed to into the best person that you could possibly be with.
Amen.
Instead of looking, because that's not being committed, having half an eye on the talent out and about. So.
That's true. And that goes with anything. I mean, we brought up other halves just because it makes sense, because most people understand what that is. But it gets da back down to that root, right? Like, if you're going to commit to something, understand your understanding of why you're doing it, right? And it has to be for the wrong reason, right reasons. Because if you commit to something like your health, your financial structure, whatever it is, and it's not for a 1 week thing, if it's for the long haul, man, you're gonna have to enjoy it. You know, John and I could probably say, you know what, we're two pretty smart blokes. Why don't we try to start this business because we hear it'll make lots of money? You know, and then you understand, holy shit, it's gonna take a lot of work, da 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 da, and this money's not gonna come overnight. And sooner or later, John and I are gonna be like, I'm uncommitted. Sorry, sorry, you
Yeah,
take
my
over.
heart's not in it.
Yeah.
We could go start a painting business, and it'd be the best painting business in the world. And we've got some great guys working for us, and we've got all the contacts, and there's loads of work, and there's loads of money coming in. But we're just not into it.
There you
So
go.
that would be not a great thing to commit to.
Exactly.
It's like, am going to touch on this? Yeah, for example,
Yes.
people who say they're going to commit to their health. I think in 99 out of 100 cases, people don't, because they don't want to commit to going for 3 weeks without a beer or for 3 weeks without a steak or having to go walking every day. If you're going to do it, do it. If you're not going to do it, don't do it. But just shut up and do what you're going to do. I've been hearing it again today. Oh, can you give me some advice on exercise, on nutrition, on this or that and the other? And I'm like, are you really interested or are we just being polite to each other?
Yeah. Because are you wasting my time? Am I wasting your time?
You should want to do everything you can to attain that level of health. There's another conversation, another, you know, health versus fitness. There is a difference, you know. Just you're going to do it. Do it. If you're going to commit to it. Don't tell us all, I'm going to commit to this, I'm going to do this, and then go half-assed and, well, it's okay, I'll eat healthy during the week, but at the weekend I can do what I want. Or if I train Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that means I can go to the pub on a Friday. It doesn't work like
heard
that.
Heard it all before, brother.
You can do that if your name's Arnold Schwarzenegger and you're frickin' or The Rock. You're the fucking Rock. You can do that. You can,
that dude's committed, though, bro. He's,
you can handle a bagel. You don't see the 364 and 365 and a half other days that The Rock is smashing it down the gym, measuring or weighing or meditating or whatever it is. You know, you can't just commit.
He travels with his own gym.
Does he? What?
That's commitment, brother.
What?
The guy has his own gym. He flies to wherever he goes. That's the type of commitment we're talking about, right?
That's fucking stupid, that is, by the way. Where are we going on holiday? Have you got a gym?
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
I need. Can we get? Yeah. Anyway, I'm just rambling tonight. A bit fried. It's fun.
You nail some great points, though, man. If you're either be all in or be all out, commit to either one. It's that simple. But if you're going to have a long-term commitment for the rest of your life, man, you best have some interest in it.
Yep.
That's all I got. People, thank
you. Keep trying shit. Just, we've got so much time. Just keep trying different things. I'm going to try this. No, I'm going to try something else. No, no, not into that. And then eventually, once you've tried enough things, you'll get that one thing you love. We got a fella called Frank Compton who's on the line. You are what you eat. Eat shite. You look shite.
That's the damn truth, baby.
Nothing tastes as healthy feel. Nothing tastes as good as healthy feels.
Amen.
Pop that in your pipe and
write that one back down.
So there you go. Right, Frankie boy, we're going to call it a day now. Thank you for tuning in, listening, commenting. We do appreciate that. And as always, we're on the Facebook, we're on the YouTube, we're on all of that stuff. And we're just like tipping up every day to each other and to the viewers and listeners, and delivering something of value, we hope. So we'll see you tomorrow night. Ciao for now.
Thank you so much, guys. Okay.